That's what's being debated. And I think there's another really important issue that needs to be raised with respect to all of this. And this is to do with, and it's a rather thorny area, but it's to do with the links between the pharmaceutical industry and psychiatry.
Because your suspicion is that you medicalise it, give it a name, then insurance companies pay up, particularly in the United States, and they'll pay for people to have drugs for it.
Well, yes. I mean, psychiatrists get paid more money from the pharmaceutical industry than doctors in any other medical speciality. And when we look at DSM-5, of the 29 people who put that manual together, a full 21 have had strong financial ties to the industry, including the chair and the vice chair.
Nick Craddock, do you want to...
Yeah, well, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, let me just
say... So you're agreeing with that, are
no,
you?
No, okay. No, absolutely, I want to comment on
right.
it. No. Let me just reiterate that DSM is an American system. A lot of the criticisms and comments that are made in the book and that are being rehearsed by Dr. Davis at the moment relate to the American system. He made that rather general statement about psychiatrists have more money from drug companies than other doctors or whatever. That's may or may not be true in the States. It absolutely is not true within the context of the UK and the National Health Service. Psychiatrists are working under difficult circumstances in our National Health Service. Their motivation is not to please drug companies or get payments. They're doing the very best they can for patients, trying to balance the right treatments, be they social intervention,
psychological. Are the outcomes, Nick Craddock, subject to the same kinds of controlled testing other drug?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, a major misrepresentation in the book is the claim that psychiatric treatments don't work and this sort of thing. There's actually very good evidence that the range of psychiatric treatments that we have for psychiatric disorders are roughly the same level of effectiveness as the range of treatments for physical disorders.
Let me give last word to James Davis then. James, have you're onto something, but maybe overcooked the conclusion.
No, I completely disagree with Nick. Nick has received money from the industry, as many senior psychiatrists in Britain have, so I disagree with him on that point. The DSM is highly influential here in Britain, and I do agree that antidepressants work. I simply say, which is consistent with the research, that antidepressants work not for the reasons people believe. They largely work because of their placebo effects right. And not because of any chemicals in the actual pill itself.
What an interesting discussion. We should come back to this. James